2019年精编初中英语教学与评估十
Part 1
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Sandy used to practice playing the violin after supper. 1. Sandy used to practice playing the violin after supper.
2. Many office ladies like to have a cup of coffee while working. 2. Many office ladies like to have a cup of coffee while working.
3. My sister would like to be a policewoman when she grows up. 3. My sister would like to be a policewoman when she grows up.
4. Nowadays, not many people take photos with cameras. 4. Nowadays, not many people take photos with cameras.
5. Our class is going to have a basketball match with class 2. 5. Our class is going to have a basketball match with class 2.
6. The first CIIE was successfully held in Shanghai last November. 6. The first CIIE was successfully held in Shanghai last November. 6. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Peter, what's your favorite subject?
I'm good at maths. However, in my heart, I really like physics best.
Question. What's Peter's favorite subject?
请再听一遍。
Peter, what's your favorite subject?
I'm good at maths. However, in my heart, I really like physics best.
Question, what's Peter's favorite subject?
8. Have you finished watching the video of the meeting yet?
No, its duration is 120 minutes.I have only watched 2/3 of it.
Question. How long has the woman watched the video?
请再听一遍。
Have you finished watching the video of the meeting yet?
No, its duration is 120 minutes. I have only watched 2/3 of it.
Question. How long has the woman watched the video?
9. Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you?
I want to have some warm drink. What kind of drinks do you have?
We have hot coffee, lemon tea, milk, and chocolate.
Okay. Some hot chocolate, please.
Question. Where does the dialogue take place?
请再听一遍。
Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you?
I want to have some warm drink. What kind of drinks do you have?
We have hot coffee, lemon tea, milk, and chocolate.
Okay, some hot chocolate, please.
Question, where does the dialogue take place? 10. Our class will have an outing this week.
That's wonderful. But our class will have a test next Monday.
So you won't have an outing this week, will you?
Yes, we'll go to the Century Park next Tuesday.
Question. When will the boys' class have an outing?
请再听一遍。
Our class will have an outing this week.
That's wonderful. But our class will have a test next Monday.
So you won't have an outing this week, will you?
Yes, we'll go to the Century Park next Tuesday.
Question. When will the boys' class have an outing?
11. Do your grandparents live in Shanghai with you?
No, they live in Suzhou. I usually visit them twice a month.
Do you always go there with your parents?
Yes, but they usually go to visit them once a week.
Question. How often does the girl go to visit her grandparents?
请再听一遍。
Do your grandparents live in Shanghai with you?
No, they live in Suzhou. I usually visit them twice a month.
Do you always go there with your parents?
Yes, but they usually go to visit them once a week.
Question. How often does the girl go to visit her grandparents?
12. Is Alice the tallest student in your class, Bob?
No, Kitty. Of all the girls in our class, Alice is the tallest.
Oh, I know. You mean there are boys who are taller than her?
Yes. Mike is the tallest boy in our class. He is 5 centimeters taller than Alice.
Question. Who is the tallest student in Bob's class?
请再听一遍。
Is Alice the tallest student in your class, Bob?
No, Kitty. Of all the girls in our class, Alice is the tallest.
Oh, I know. You mean there are boys who are taller than her?
Yes. Mike is the tallest boy in our class. He is 5 centimeters taller than Alice.
Question. Who is the tallest student in Bob's class?
13. When do you have extra lessons, on Saturdays or Sundays?
I only have extra lessons on Saturdays.
Shall we go to the book exhibition this Sunday afternoon?
I'm afraid I can't go with you. I'll meet my cousin at the airport this Sunday afternoon.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
请再听一遍。
When do you have extra lessons, on Saturdays or Sundays?
I only have extra lessons on Saturdays.
Shall we go to the book exhibition this Sunday afternoon?
I'm afraid I can't go with you. I'll meet my cousin at the airport this Sunday afternoon.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
14. Jack, did you solve the math problem on your own?
Sorry, Miss Black. I planned to do it by myself, but it was too difficult.
How did you get the answer?
Mary helped me. She taught me how to solve it, not only the answer.
Question. Why could Jack solve the maths problem?
请再听一遍。
Jack, did you solve the math problem on your own?
Sorry, Miss Black. I planned to do it by myself, but it was too difficult.
How did you get the answer?
Mary helped me. She taught me how to solve it, not only the answer.
Question. Why could Jack solve the maths problem? 15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Hearing damaged people cannot hear sounds well. How do they hear words? Many hearing damaged people use sign language to talk to each other. They talk with their hands. Sometimes a person who can hear explains words for hearing damaged people. How? The person listens to someone talking, and then he or she makes hand signs. There are two kinds of hand signs. Some hand signs are for whole words. For example, there is one hand sign for the word love. There are hand signs for different actions, things, and ideas. Some of the signs are very easy. For example, the signs for eat, milk, and house. You can see what they mean. Others are more difficult. For example, the signs for star, egg, and week. The second kind of hand sign is fingers spelling. In fingers spelling, there is a sign for every letter in the alphabet. For example, to fingerspell the word love, a person makes four different signs. It is much slower to fingerspell, but it is useful for signing names and technical words. People can use both kinds of hand signs together. Each country has its own sign language. For example, American Sign Language, ASL, is very different from British Sign Language. Using sign language is almost like a dance. The whole body talks. Sign languages are beautiful.
请再听一遍。
Hearing damaged people cannot hear sounds well. How do they hear words? Many hearing damaged people use sign language to talk to each other. They talk with their hands. Sometimes a person who can hear explains words for hearing damaged people. How? The person listens to someone talking, and then he or she makes hand signs. There are two kinds of hand signs. Some hand signs are for whole words. For example, there is one hand sign for the word love. There are hand signs for different actions, things, and ideas. Some of the signs are very easy. For example, the signs for eat, milk, and house. You can see what they mean. Others are more difficult. For example, the signs for star, egg, and week. The second kind of hand sign is fingers spelling. In fingers spelling, there is a sign for every letter in the alphabet. For example, to fingerspell the word love, a person makes four different signs. It is much slower to fingerspell, but it is useful for signing names and technical words. People can use both kinds of hand signs together. Each country has its own sign language. For example, American Sign Language, ASL, is very different from British Sign Language. Using sign language is almost like a dance. The whole body talks. Sign languages are beautiful.
D. Listen to the dialogue or passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话或短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Starbucks China started its delivery services in Beijing and Shanghai on September 19, 2018. By the end of last year, more than 2,000 stores in 30 cities in China had offered delivery services. The number is continuing to grow this year. The service is named Starbucks Delivers. It is the first delivery service offered by Starbucks all over the world. It can be bought through both the Starbucks app and Ele.me app. The delivery cost for each order will be 9 yuan. Starbucks is now facing great competition in China from other coffee shops that have offered delivery services. For example, Luckin Coffee opened its first store in China less than a year ago, but it had quickly grown to having more than 500 shops across big cities by September 2018. Customers can either pre-order coffees from it online and pick them up in store, or order takeouts. Delivery is a must-do for Starbucks to catch up with other drink companies that have already offered such services, said a food and drink businessman.
请再听一遍。
Starbucks China started its delivery services in Beijing and Shanghai on September 19th, 2018. By the end of last year, more than 2,000 stores in 30 cities in China had offered delivery services. The number is continuing to grow this year. The service is named Starbucks Delivers. It is the first delivery service offered by Starbucks all over the world. It can be bought through both the Starbucks app and Ele.me app. The delivery cost for each order will be 9 yuan. Starbucks is now facing great competition in China from other coffee shops that have offered delivery services. For example, Luckin Coffee opened its first store in China less than a year ago, but it had quickly grown to having more than 500 shops across big cities by September 2018. Customers can either pre-order coffees from it online and pick them up in store, or order takeouts. Delivery is a must-do for Starbucks to catch up with other drink companies that have already offered such services, said a food and drink businessman.